You're listening to another episode of I Know What You Watch in the 90s and early 2000s. I wish you. Chicken to China.
You wear those shoes. Here we go. Welcome to another episode of I Know What You Watched in the Late 90s and Early 2000s. Or is it just 90s?
No, because this is 2000. What is the name? Bring it on.
Where am I? This is Samantha. Oh,
this is Cassie.
And this is Bryant.
And we are doing, is it 2001? 2000?
It's 2000.
2000.
The 2000 movie, Bring It On. Who's excited?
Yeah.
Raise your hand.
Definitely me.
Yes.
No one can see you. Raise your
hand. She, you know what? They felt the energy of the raised hand.
The energy was pulsing out.
So I am very excited for this movie. I don't remember. Let's just jump into first experiences. I don't remember it, but I remember that it kicked off a love of being a cheerleader, even though these cheerleaders are mean. I don't know why. I was like, I want to be one of them. But I thought they were so cool, and this movie was cool. The soundtrack was awesome. The soundtrack was, what do you call, life. For a long time. I'm sure I still can find it in my old CDs if I tried, but I loved it. Loved this movie. Loved everyone in it. Go Rancho Carne Toros! Oh, Rancho Carne. That just means like steak, right?
Meat ranch.
Meat ranch.
Interesting. I didn't know that. So I'll go ahead and archive this where I do a lot of my movies, where I was roughly in 4th or 5th grade when it came out. It was a pizza and movie night kind of movie. So like my mom and I got a pizza and we watched it together and we thought it was the movie. Yeah.
Watch the pizzas together.
Yeah. I mean, we looked at the pizza while we were eating it, but then we also watched the movie. And we thought the movie was really cool. Like we liked it. It was fun. It was funny. Put us into a different perspective of cheerleaders, but in a good way. And so, yeah.
What was your original perspective of cheerleaders?
Well, that they just kind of like stood at the football games and said, "Go Toros." But then whenever we saw them on ESPN and doing the whole like cheer competition and the dance moves, we're like, wow, cheerleaders are so cool. Mm-hmm. Didn't know they could do all that.
Mm-hmm. Same.
I think... This, I think, might be the second time that I watched the movie all the way through. So, I think the first time, probably with you, Sam, I don't remember.
That doesn't sound right. I'm just kidding.
But yeah, I liked it. It was, I think I got a lot more of the stuff that they talked about this time.
Sure.
It was like, this is weird. But, no, it was still good. I liked it. I enjoyed it. It had a... good comedic moment. Oh, also, the director of this movie directed Ant-Man and also Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Wow.
Peyton Reed. Cool.
I had no idea.
I did, because I've just wanted to see who directed it, and I saw him, I was like, yeah, he directed it. I was like, what? That's insane. Crazy. Wow. He also is the mime in the movie.
Oh, wow. You really did do work, Ryan. I didn't look at, I'm like, I should look up.
I do a lot of work, Sam.
I know, but I don't think I give you the credit. No, I did not know that about, I mean, I didn't look up the director or anything, but I wonder, now I'm going to have to go back and watch Ant-Man and the Wasp and see if there, I can see any remnants of Rancho Carne Toros. It's weird to say carne like that. I say carne. Yeah. Rancho Carne Toros.
That sounds cooler.
Doesn't it, though?
Yeah.
So, if we're going to jump from Bryant, get it together. This is serious business. I thought the coolest part was the way that they talked. I thought it was cool when I was 10. And then when I watched it 3 nights ago, I was like, this is still cool. Super brutal. Because they say some horrifying things about people.
What is it that they say about Big Red? She puts the whore in? Horrendous?
Whore and horrible, the itch and bitch.
There were quite a few select ones. Yeah.
She goes, let's not put the duh in dumb. I don't think that was about Big Red, but That intro scene, though, I love that cheer in the beginning.
Oh my god,
that was great. Isn't so, so good? I watched it with the subtitles on, mm-hmm, and so that I could read everything. And there were certain lines in that cheer that I was just like, "Wow, this is hilarious!"
They like go, they're like, "We cheer and we lead. We act like we're on speed."
Yeah, some great lines in that. Yeah,
that's another one. The intonation of it also cracks me up because they go, I roar, I swear I'm not a whore.
Yeah, whoever wrote that is a genius.
It's so good. Yeah. I don't know. Do you think they maybe had a special cheer consultant? Like, there was a dialogue person.
I was just about to ask that.
I'm just going to write the cheers.
Well, I think if they had taken that routine to Nationals, they would have gotten first. Yeah.
Do you think that's also something they stole from the Clovers?
Well, good point. It could have been.
So sad.
I mean, a lot of well, that it stuff was it's original, her dream. But...
Like, the big intro is her dream.
She dreams
nightmare.
And cheers.
Yeah.
Yes. What was the thing that she says, that cheerleading is my life? Or
Missy's like... calm down, at least it's only cheerleading. And she's like, I am only cheerleading.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Like this, it was pretty intense on the importance of cheerleading.
Very intense a lot of the time. Like, there's that part where...
She's a teenager.
I think it's after Missy leaves, when she realizes that they stole... thing or the cheers and the choreography from the Clovers, mm-hmm. and she walks out, and then Torrance walks out after her.
Torrance,
and then she meets her at her car, and then like Missy says something that like she didn't want to be with them because they're like cheaters or whatever. And then Torrance got like super, like, I'll fight you right now. I was like, what the fuck is this?
It was funny.
It was so She's quick. Like, that was,
yeah. I'm going to kick your ass.
Yeah, I was like, so quick. Like, defensive, just like ready to fucking rumble. But then like the rest of the movie, she's not like that at all.
She just had a lot of, you know, endorphins flowing through her. Even though endorphins are supposed to make you happy. But so... I realize I didn't take that many notes on this movie. I just think because I was still enjoying it so much, so I can at least say,
yeah,
it holds up.
It's hard to pause and take notes. I had the same issue. I was just like, this is so entertaining. I don't want to pause and go through the whole like.
Yeah, I just want to watch this movie.
It was like homework. Yeah.
But I want to talk about maybe. Lamest characters, and I feel as much as I like this movie, there were several that I could have done without. I don't know if done without because they made for some funny moments, but the jocks in it, the two guys,
they
were the lamest dudes ever.
Yeah,
like they were.
A loser sneeze. And
I will say, Cliff's like the what, like his explanation is like, dude, you're trying too hard to like not.
You're trying too hard to insult me.
No. I felt like Cliff, like the way
Cliff was trying to
be like trying to insult them back. Because if they're still doing the loser sneeze, they're not understanding his like sarcastic type of deal that he's doing.
Yeah.
So they probably thought that he was like legit trying to explain to them why the loser sneeze is not a like it's done.
Yeah, and even after they lose that football game and they're giving Jan and Les a hard time, and Jan's like, dude, you just lost.
Also, what kind of name is Jan for a guy?
I thought that was kind of weird, too. But his name is legit Jan.
Yeah.
It even says on IMDb.
And that's
maybe
the straight one.
Huh? Jankel, yeah. Like, or Jansen.
But yeah, why would you go Jansen. By Jan?
Because he's a cheerleader. I don't know.
But he's the straight one.
No, I know. I don't know.
I mean, there is a part in there where they say Jan, the cheerleading band, and maybe they just wanted it for that one line.
Right. They're like, we
yeah.
just need...
Yeah.
But I love Jan. He's a pervert. And like...
Oh, for sure.
I
don't think I really comprehended what he was doing to Courtney when I was younger. Like, I was like, he's so cute. I don't know what he's talking about, but... Sure, I'm in. And then I was like, no, I'm definitely not in.
No. Yeah.
No, thank you.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Step back.
But he was a cutie. They were just, I liked him and I like Les. Like, Les was just like a solid dude. Like, he's like, yeah, Torrance, I'm on your side.
Solid dude, bro.
Yeah, yeah, he was very much, like, positive. He was almost like the Richard Simmons of the group. Like, just the best attitude, like, all-around positive
Who
guy.
Who doesn't want to be called the Richard Simmons of the group?
Yeah.
I'm gonna designate in our friend group who's a Rich. It's probably me, if we're going to be totally honest.
Yeah, probably.
Damn.
I'd bet money on that.
I didn't want to be that.
It's a good title,
It's a good title. You're the one that was...
I guess if it's given to me by me, then I'll be the Richard Simmons.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought those jocks were the lamest guys. I hated Torrance's brother. He bugged the crap the crap out of me. He bugged the crap out of her. He bugged the crap out of her parents. Nobody liked him.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was the point of his character?
Just to be like, you know what's relatable? A super annoying younger sibling.
Is it, though?
I don't know. Not mine. My siblings were perfect.
Damn right.
Yeah. But yeah, that's true. Even the mom would be like, get out of here, Justin.
Justin!
Oh, I even forgot his name. I did not remember that.
How much did you guys love Eliza Dushku? Dushku?
Oh.
What's her last name?
I loved her.
I know. This is a weird thing to think, but as I was watching, I was like, I bet Bryant loves her.
I do.
I liked her a lot.
She was great in this movie.
Yeah. I wish that she would have been in more 90s movies on our list, but really the only movie that comes to mind that she's been in since then is Wrong Turn.
That's
not a 90s teen movie.
She was also in, do you remember this movie called The New Guy?
Yeah.
She was the popular, she was once again a cheerleader, I think.
Oh, really?
It was about this guy who he was really, I don't remember. It doesn't matter. This is not the movie we're talking about, but she was in it.
Is that what?
But yeah, I just thought she had the coolest attitude. I think I'm going to, disclaimer, I'm going to say cool a lot during this episode because that's just my general feelings on this movie.
You put the co in
the
cool.
The theme of the movie is cool.
The ool in cool.
Yeah.
Much lamer than what? No, I think mine's lamer.
But she just had such a good attitude in terms of cheerleading and was just like,
like she was kind of up for it? Yeah. Yeah. Because at the beginning, I thought, because from what I remember when I was little, I thought she, like, put more up of a fight of, like, I don't really want to do this type of thing. But, like, watching it again, it's like, she was on board so quick.
Yeah, I think she's just new. She's like, I could use some friends. Sure. These people are crazy, but they're fun. At least they're entertaining.
Yeah, I'll get some good stories out of this. Yeah.
One of my favorite, I think it might be my favorite scene, and it's not even...
Are you talking about when she comes out?
In her little uniform, and I love that song, that black song I was...
Is it As If?
Yeah, good job, Ryan. Man, I did such a good job teaching the important things in life.
Yeah.
But yeah, she like does her little dance, and they're cheering her on, and it's just such a fun, happy moment. I love it. I could rewatch it over and over.
Yeah, she was great.
Yeah, I didn't rewatch it over and over. I wanted to, but...
but I had work to do. I had to keep watching. Yeah,
I'll come back. No, but yeah, she was great. I loved her.
Yeah, it took her a minute to get into the cheerleading whenever they first got to the football game. But then she was like, I'm just going to embrace this. I'm going to go with it. This is what I'm here for.
I love how embarrassed she is. Like, Cliff goes and he just goes to read a book, I guess.
Yeah.
Because he's cool, Sam.
It doesn't help that he's, like, making fun of her. I mean, that would kind of suck.
I thought they had... I couldn't tell if they were supposed to be twins or if maybe she was, like, a sophomore and he was a senior. Because Torrance is a senior, so I'm assuming if Cliff is in her same classes, he's probably a senior, too.
She might be younger.
So she's probably a sophomore or something.
Sophomore, junior.
Yeah, could have been.
I love that Ezra's hesitant. I mean, I know she joined pretty quickly, but she was very anti-cheerleader. But the longer she went on as cheerleader, the better her hair was.
Is that your positive for cheerleading?
They at least gave her good hair.
Yeah, they did.
I just wasn't feeling those dreads in the beginning.
Sorry.
Ryan. But yeah, what else did we have?
Why were they mean to both of them?
Do what?
Why were they so mean to Cliff and Missy at the beginning? Like, I guess
it's new kids.
I guess, but like, Missy whenever she went to, like, the tryouts, what was their name? Whitney and Courtney? Those two?
They were, I think they were just supposed to be the quintessential bitchy, the bitchiest of the bitchy cheerleaders.
But they didn't, yeah. like, kind of, like, it was the other girl, the the one that Sparky said she had a fat ass. She did have a fat ass. But Darcy?
Fat PH.
Both.
Yeah. Yeah, Darcy.
But, like, she, like, right off the bat, they're like, okay, do this trick or whatever. And then I guess it was, like, they didn't really do it for everyone else because, like, it was a, that was a funny montage type of thing. Like, all these people, like, are just bad.
I love that scene, too. Which is the I love a good montage.
It's a good comedic montage. It's great. Yeah,
and then the audition with the girl who just keeps crying. I'm sorry, I just broke up with my boyfriend.
I thought you were going to go off the guy doing Broadway.
Oh, I love that part. She goes, what's with the song?
During that whole scene, like, I thought it was hilarious, but I was like, what did these people think they were auditioning
exactly.
for?
Exactly, it seemed like nobody knew.
Yeah, and then I wondered if the school was just really disorganized, like, they just couldn't get it together, and so they were just like, we're gonna have all these tryouts,
maybe.
They'll be in the gym.
All at the same time, there were just different corners, and people just got looped into the wrong ones.
They're like, people figure it out, I mean, they'll go in there and figure it out. And you would think that, like, the girl that was, like, rapping and the guy with Pippin, when you walk in and you see a table of cheerleaders, it's probably not your audience, but
I'm so glad they tried,
with it.
Though.
Yeah.
What was this, like, in my regards to bra?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, whenever anyone says Pippin, I'm like, oh, I know that one part.
Yeah, exactly.
I love the chick who's like, do we have to wear underwear? Because I don't like wearing underwear. That's a bold thing to say to a room of strangers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was just annoying.
But no, I think that they just didn't like Missy because she didn't look preppy.
Looked the part?
Yeah. They're like, we don't really want to be associated with this girl. We don't want her to represent us.
Well, and I think it was Courtney had wanted her younger sister.
It was Whitney's
Whitney's
they
younger
both
sister.
Wanted, but she was Whitney's youngest sister who was like, is she 10? I don't think she can be in this squad if she doesn't go to the school.
She looked like she was in elementary school.
So after that, it has, like, it's a funny quote. I wrote it down. But it's like, they're, Courtney and Whitney and Torrance are arguing about who they want. And I think it's, they said that Courtney and Whitney already chose Whitney's younger sister. And Torrance was pulling rank or whatever and saying, like, I'm the captain. It's going to be here.
I don't know what you're going to say.
Missy's the poo, so take a big whiff. Yeah.
That was a great line.
Too.
Yeah,
Missy's the poo, so take a big whiff.
Which,
like, that's disgusting.
Is that an insult or a compliment?
Yeah,
I think it's maybe it means like she's gonna be like
she's the shit.
It's inevitable.
Like do you
poo,
think
she is inevitable? So just take it in.
Do you think they meant to be like? Because what was this rated? Like PG?
PG-13.
Yeah.
Can you say shit in PG-13 movies? Back in the day?
You have one shit.
Maybe. Yeah.
You get a total of, you can only have like one or two, maybe.
Do you think they were trying to say like, oh, we got to save our shit for something better, so let's.
Maybe. Did they use it? I can't remember.
I think so. I feel like they did. I feel like Torrance said it.
They got it in somewhere.
They got their shit.
Yeah. They made sure that they got their quantity filled on that word. Yeah.
Of the word.
Yeah.
But yeah.
We used our bar, so we can't say anymore.
I wrote that down as well. Did you guys love Cliff? Because I love Cliff.
He was my favorite, too.
He's such a cutie.
Yeah. I love Jesse Bradford, and
I
also
too.
Because of Swim Fan, but very much because of this movie as well. And he's also, in real life, I mean, I'm assuming they are, because Ryan Phillippe posts pictures of them on Twitter.
They're friends?
But they're friends, which makes me even cooler in my eyes, because everybody knows that I love Ryan Phillippe.
Everybody knows
that. If they didn't, they do now.
Yeah. Write it down.
Take notes, people. There's a quiz after this.
Yeah.
Damn. Same jokes, Brian. I have a question about Big Red's tenure as a coach or as a
leader,
captain.
That too.
Like, from what I understand, you have to be a senior to be the captain of the squad. But they were all acting like she had been the captain basically since freshman year. And then even when she was I was like, don't you have anything better to do than skulk around your old high school team at their competitions to see how they're doing? So it, I was like, is she like a seventh? Is that another story? Seventh year senior? Like she just keeps failing.
She might have been, but I thought that was weird too. You would think she'd be like off at college and like she wouldn't really care what was going on in high school or wouldn't want to know. But yeah, she was very much like a lingering like ghost almost.
Well, do
was,
you,
like,
weird. Stalking them. Do yeah. you think that like she was like Torrance was? How like like she is cheerleading, so like that's all she.
Oh, so in college she didn't get to cheer, so she just has to keep reliving her or, glory
or
days.
Or that like she just wants to like keep up with her legacy type of thing too. Because I think she talked about that, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Like they're ruining her legacy, so.
Yeah, which I'm like, girl, no one's going to remember you in 2 years. A year. Oh, also disposable character. I mean, obviously not because he brings along some conflict, but Aaron was the weirdest guy.
Okay, so yeah. there's a part where like, what was the brother's name? Justin?
Yeah, Justin. I just have to say it disappointed because he was so annoying.
But like, there's a part where he's like joking around that like he thought he was gay.
Uh-huh.
And like there was parts where I was like, is he gay? But like this was this was after like it already showed that he was cheating on Torrance with someone, another girl during class. But like after it was after, I was like, did they like change their mind? I was like, no, he's not gay. He's cheating on with another girl or something. It just like he had some, I don't know. It was just
careful how you say it.
Just some.
No, I'm
in
not
the
sure.
90s, stereotypical gay behavior.
Yeah, now I get what you're saying. I just thought, I mean, I could have totally understood that vibe too, but I think maybe they're like, that's too dark. If we make this guy gay, like, then this girl's like, what? My boyfriend was gay. So maybe that was too much. But, and I think I might expose some of, like, once again, be super naive. But it just doesn't make sense to me. Why do you want to be dating this girl? Like, why was he working to stay with Torrance? Why not just break up with her? Because he was never answering her phone calls, wasn't seeing her, really. Like, it just seems like way more effort to keep going out with her instead of just breaking up with her and do whatever you want in college.
Yeah, I thought that was weird, too. And I think that we're all on the same page that Aaron wins the most disposable character award. And
I mean, it's a tough competition.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But yeah, Aaron,
I don't know. I think those
wins.
Jocks get it all day. No.
Those jocks get it all day.
With nice. Each other.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. But no, Aaron was super annoying. He was cheating on Torrance. I read on IMDb that the person he was cheating on her with, whenever she found out and kicked the door in, was a real life
she was
Los
a Lakers
Angeles
girl.
Lakers cheerleader. Yeah,
I think I saw that
so
too.
Interesting tidbit.
Ha ha ha.
Yeah.
Funny. But I thought the way that Aaron just the way he expressed himself sometimes was so odd. Like when Big Red, I don't know what her real name is. I'm sorry.
Was it not Big Red?
Her parents did not name her Big Red.
Yeah.
I swear it's Big Red.
I mean, I don't know. But they might have not called her anything else, so probably on IMDb that's what it'll say. But she goes and is mean to Torrance at the competition, and Aaron's like, not cool. And he, like, shakes his head at her.
Like, that...
like a little... It just sounded like a little pouty teenager.
Yeah, and he would always talk to people like they were babies, and that was just, it feels like you could only be around that for so long,
yeah.
And you would, like, want to isolate yourself.
I didn't understand, because from the beginning, Torrance kind of seemed annoyed by him, like, I mean, I guess in high school, sometimes you'll date a guy
yeah.
just for the sake of having a guy to date, but she didn't seem to be really into him.
Well, and people generally thought that he was cool. I mean, remember whenever she was waving at Cliff at the game and they were like, I can't believe you do that to Aaron.
Yeah.
Like they were all like,
especially with him,
Team
like,
Aaron.
Have
and
you
so,
seen him?
Yeah.
He's very cute.
Have you talked to Aaron?
And then, yeah, like, in comparison, have you talked to Aaron?
Yeah.
I feel like we probably should talk about the Clovers because.
Oh, yeah.
They're
we
awesome.
Haven't even talked about.
We
oh
haven't
my
even
God.
Gotten to the Clovers. The
Gabriel Union.
The whole reason for this movie. I'm pretty sure I've read that like
she's
she
27.
Was, yeah, she was
she
like
was
10
oldest.
Years older almost than everyone in that movie. One, she doesn't look it, which is basically what we say We've every time she's in a movie. Yeah,
exactly.
We should just have a segment called age. Does Gabriel Union Age? And then we're just like, no. And then we move on.
Yeah. And this movie is a total legacy for her. Even today I was on IMDb and they had a picture of her holding her baby.
Mm-hmm.
Looks the same. But in the caption they wrote, are you sick of us posting pictures of Gabrielle Union? Well, we're not, so bring it on. Oh. I was like, oh.
Oh, shit.
19 years later, yeah. People still get that reference.
No, she is awesome. And yeah. She is, like, I would not want to be on her bad side. She's fierce. Girl in this movie. She has this really, at some point she arches her eyebrow like so effortlessly and just like, I do not want to be on the receiving end of that.
Yeah, she was very intense. Yeah. But she was cool too. And mm-hmm. I mean, she got them to the competition. She had innovative fundraising ideas.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Led them to victory.
Spoiler.
Because during that, she said, like, she was a captain now. Mm-hmm. I'm the captain now.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Do you think that Captain Phillips was inspired by Bring It On? Because I think yes.
God damn it.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm back.
Okay.
I'm back. But, so, I thought it was cool. Like, they kind of had, the two captains had, like, the same kind of art type of deal. Torrance and Iris, I think was her name.
Mm-hmm.
But like, cause she said she was the new captain of the Clovers now, and so she was gonna take to nationals. Why didn't the other captain do that and expose the Toros ahead? Like, do you think Big Red was? That's the only name that they were given. And I also checked on IMDb, so that's all it says.
Okay.
Do you think she was like? So intimidating, but like they're from San Diego, I think.
Well, maybe.
And they're from East Compton.
It sounds though like, I don't know that it was intimidation, but they didn't. It sounded like because she had to raise money for it. They weren't originally going to go because they didn't have the money. So I think maybe the other captains were like, I mean, we know what's going on, but we don't have any way to prove it. We don't have the money to go to these competitions. Like, I don't know why, because they went to the first, I can't remember what it was called, the semi-regionals or the regionals, just fine without, and then it was just the finals that they couldn't raise the money for. So I don't know why.
That's weird. Like, why
the, in former years, they hadn't also gone to the regionals and shown their routines. I really don't know. They don't explain it super well, but I guess for the sake of a movie, you have to have an impetus of change. That scene in that first competition where, I've seen it this movie so many times, but when they perform, when the Toros perform Sparky's routine right after that other team, it's the one of the cringiest things
oh my
I've
God,
ever seen.
Yes.
I'm like, it really God, is. Don't do it. Just do something else.
I also think that is my what the hell moment. Just Sparky. Just
oh yeah,
the entirety of Sparky.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Oh, what the hell?
I wondered when I was watching this movie, I was like, if Sparky was a real person, what do we think he'd be doing today?
Can you go to prison for
cheer
for him?
Maybe.
I think he'd be... No, I don't know. I see him
like running a like dance studio in a small town and like yelling at like 80-year-old nice. Ladies to like this, pick it up.
Do you think it's the same?
Teach them to dance.
Do you think it's the same choreography?
Same routine.
Yeah.
That's actually super wholesome. I just think he's a con artist and he's off to his next thing that he can scam money from.
What was the whole thing... I don't know if like I missed it or I just don't understand, but like they didn't disqualify them, but like if six teams did the same routine by the same dude, like why would they not, like did they, if, because was this the first year that like this happened?
They said that they didn't give a time frame, but they just said he's been giving off this routine to six teams all along the West Coast or something like that. So, I don't really know. I bet it was just, I meant to look it up, and I did not. How, one, if this competition is real, and two, how it is exactly set up. But I'm assuming it's probably regionally, so six squads, but they competed in different competitions, and he just kept getting away with it until finally he did it.
So, you're still going off that he was a con artist, like, he...
I think he... like, did a few moves and was like, yeah, I'm going to charge. I don't know, because somehow he must have been, someone must have thought he was reputable enough to get paid $1,500.
Aaron did.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But Aaron in on the phone was like, I heard about this buddy, this guy. So somewhere along this line, that's what I'm curious about, how he got a reputation. Like, where did that come from? Like, what was he? Was he actually any kind of cheer coach or choreographer before? Or he was just like, you know, this is going to work out. Because I think that if he was a real choreographer, he would just make up new routines.
Yeah, and keep you would think
peddling the same.
No one would recommend that routine if they saw it in real life.
Exactly.
That was not a good routine.
No.
It was insane.
It was like the dead Mr. Roboto at one point. With the, like, arm dangle and the, like, head side tilt.
The dead face.
Yeah.
I just love the announcer at the end. He's like, the Rancho... Like, you hear a cup fall to the ground because of how quiet it is.
Yeah.
Rancho Carne Toros. But I feel like I had several what the hell moments. The scene in, I mean, they were all funny, but I was like, what is happening in that competition where Courtney is getting into the fight with that little kid who, like, kicks her?
Who calls her a whore?
Or she goes, Carver, you evil whore. And you turn around and it's this five, six-year-old girl. She goes, bite me, hag. And she just steps on her. I was like, what is the relationship there.
Where did that kid come from?
Yeah, why was she there?
Yeah.
What is this rivalry?
What beef do they have?
Yeah, what's the beef?
And
where's the beef?
And then also, another moment at the final competition, like the gross out moments with like the girl vomiting in her coach's mouth and the other girl losing her tooth. It's like, what?
It's to represent how
the dangerous world of cheerleading.
Yeah.
If I was that coach, I'd just be like, that's it. I'm going home. I don't care what happens.
Maybe that's what happened to Sparky. Yeah. He had a really bad experience so he was like, I will punish all cheerleaders.
Real quick, going back, whenever Misty takes Torrance to see the Clovers for the first time, how did they know that she was with the Toros? Like, how did they know? Like, how did the Clovers know that they were from Rancho Carne?
Because it sounds like there weren't very many white people. And so the only time they ever saw a white person there was Big Red, like, recording. Mm-hmm. And so they're like, maybe. I don't know.
But if they saw Big Red with a, like, a camcorder. They didn't see them with the camcorder, so they're like not...
No, but I think they recognized Torrance because they were very much in tune with, like, who was going to nationals, who was winning. They probably watched her the year before and saw her on the squad.
That makes sense.
Pointed her out and said, oh, yeah, she's on Big Red Squad. Now she's here to steal the cheers. Like, that's kind of how I...
That makes sense, too. I wonder where she got the idea to steal the cheers from, and how would she have even heard of them? Because it's like, from what it seemed when they showed the mileage between the two schools, it was at least a 2-hour drive. Did Big Red
San Diego to LA
hear about them, where'd she get that idea?
And she was in high school, so like, where do you think she told her parents she was at? She was like driving across California, like on the weeknights, like filming these routines and getting home certain, like really late.
I did really enjoy watching the Rancho Carne version of the routine of the birds cold in here, because they're just like, ready, girls, okay, and then a couple minutes later they show the Clover version. I was like, so much more slag in that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of just like, I'm clapping and opening my eyes really big, if you can't see me, unless you're stuck.
If you couldn't see what I was doing right now.
My what the hell moment was definitely the part where Torrance is telling Missy about the cursed spirit stick. And whenever they do the flashback and she drops it and the girl's like, goes to Hades. I thought that part was great. And then Missy starts laughing, and she's like, I don't mean to laugh, but cheerleading urban legends? I was like, fair point. And then they get home later on, and they're still talking about it. And Torrance is like, this is serious. And Missy goes, oh, so is your breath. Like, I thought that whole, like, overreaction to the spirit stick and, like, Missy's reaction was a great, like, what the hell moment, because no one expected that backstory, but also it was hilarious. Yeah.
The spirit stick. Also, I'm like, what is Torrance eating that? I understand morning breath, but your breath being that bad at, like, 10 p.m. at night? What was she eating?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they made, like, a Taco Bell run on the way home or something. Yeah.
Taco Bell. That scene with the toothbrush with her and Cliff, for the longest time, shamed me about the amount of foam I spit out when I brush my teeth. Because they had these cute little amounts. And my face looks like I have rabies every single time I brush my teeth. So...
I know. I remember seeing that part and thinking, is that how you're supposed to brush your teeth?
Have I been doing it wrong this whole time?
Are you supposed to spend 10 minutes and spit at least 6 times?
When you're with a cute boy, I guess.
Yeah.
Don't know. I don't know. Am I the cute boy or am I brushing teeth with the cute boy? I don't know
whatever you want. Oh, I did have a relatable moment.
Cliff jamming out in his room?
No, I don't do that. I hate music. Just kidding. No. Where they're at that first competition and the two girls from the Toros see the Clovers walking by and they're like, oh no, look who's here. And that girl, she like awkwardly is like, hi to them as they walk by. I'm like, oh yeah, I feel that.
Definitely.
I feel like, I think we hate each other, but I can't, like, damn, there's a part of me that still needs to be polite. So I'm like, hi. Thank you.
I don't think that's why she said it. I think she was just, because I don't think she hated them. She was just very nervous.
Yeah.
Because they went to their game and like.
Showed them up.
Yeah. They did the cheer that they do.
Yeah,
but that was, I related to it.
I think a lot of the things that Missy said were relatable moments to me because I was like.
I think Missy's just the most relatable person because like the entire time.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like, what the hell is, like, this cheerleading world? And, like, it's what she's going through right now, too.
Yeah, but all of her just responses to, wait, this is really an issue, were just hilarious. I mean, cheerleading urban legends, that's, like, totally where my mind would have went as well.
Like, you would have been like, is there a movie about them? Because I will watch it.
Yeah, exactly. Tell me more.
That's why I love Missy so much. She's great.
I did have a question. So after the big competition, the first one, Aaron takes Torrance home and then he drops her off and Cliff is like, oh, I made you this tape. Where did, like, I just don't want to know where Torrance and Aaron went that Cliff had enough time to write the song, record the song with a full band. Like, that's not just a guitar.
Is it with a full band? I thought it was just a guitar.
It didn't sound, I mean, maybe it was just an electric guitar, but I thought I heard more rhythm than just the guitar. Record it. Like, get it all written. It just seemed, I was like, what, were they driving for 3 days? It was crazy. I know it's another movie magic kind of thing, but.
But
it's
do you
so
think
funny.
That he was writing the song since? Before the first competition?
I don't think so, because he got really excited when she waved at him and, like, blew the kiss, and that's when he was like, oh, maybe there is something going on here.
Well, do you not think he felt, he thought there was something going on in the first, like, the first day that they had class together, maybe. And then maybe like slowly been writing this song.
That's amazing.
Hey, it happens.
Oh, apparently it happened. I don't know.
No, not
whatever, Brian.
It happens.
Whatever. I don't know.
Fuck you.
But since it is a romantic gesture, I will say a lot of the movies because they're that we watch are high school teen movies. There's always this big romantic gesture. And I'm not about all of them. Some of them I think are a little weird. This one
What's
is
the one weirdest one that we've seen so far?
I think Preston's Letter from Can't Hardly Wait.
Yes.
I think that might be like, no.
It's sweet, but like really 4 years without talking to this girl?
Yeah. And you, like he wrote, didn't he write that letter
freshman
year?
Yeah.
Is that one, I think, is the weirdest. I think my favorite is Heath Ledger's.
Forever.
Which actually he did two in 10 Things I Hate About You. He did the marching band, and then he got her favorite band to show up to the prom. Oh, and he bought her a guitar.
Yeah.
Overachiever.
Yeah.
Dang.
That's why. What was it? Patrick?
Patrick.
Patrick's the best.
We love you, Patrick. But this writing the song, and like, it was kind of, it wasn't a sappy song. It was kind of like quirky and had relatable stuff, and I thought it was cute. It's one of my favorite. And then the fact that she includes it, they managed to include it as part of the mix that they make for their final performance. I thought, in the final one, you know, they go through a lot of songs. It's like a remix of a lot of songs. For a second, it does go into the, you're just what I need. You're just what I need. I'm feeling fine. I'm right on time. No, I'll get my way. Okay, guys, I'll keep singing.
Yeah. I was enjoying it. I was like, that's pretty spot on.
We need to keep, we need to make this an hour, so yeah, keep singing.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I did really like it as a
That was a good one.
Gesture.
I think, because I'm trying to think of all the other movies, the romantic gestures that happen. I think in She's All That, it really was just the, when he goes to the pool, or when she comes back from the prom.
Yeah. His gesture is he drove. Woohoo. I'm just kidding.
Calling all these hotels, motels. What else?
I did think that there was really good. I feel all the people, and not even just like Clifford and Torrance, but all the people had really good chemistry with each other. Mm-hmm. Like Courtney and Whitney, they had to be best friends. They had really good, like all the cheer squad. What's her name? Missy and Torrance. And
Iris.
I thought it was Isis. I think it's Isis.
It's Iris.
Look it up, Cassie. Break
it. Sorry, Brian, it's Isis.
No!
I've got the IMDb up. God
Isis damn. And Torrance. They
That's
just...
a terrible name. Can we call it Iris instead?
No. We cannot. But they all just had good vibes with each other. Like, I remember I saw a long time ago, I saw a deleted scene where, I don't know if it was supposed to be a sequel, or, I mean, there's a ton of sequels, but it was that Torrance and Isis went to the same college afterwards.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And they're both on the cheerleading squad, and so I think it was supposed to be maybe an alternate ending or just an additional scene that was going to go at the end, but it was their new struggle was who was going to be captain of their squad, because they were now on the same squad. It's like, I would have really liked to see them become friends, and because I like that.
Because I think they
were friendly. They respected each other.
Yeah, and but I don't think that they just like, because I think understood that, like, she had no idea like what Big Red was doing. So I think like she was like, okay, I like there's like not any what's the word? Hostility?
Animosity.
Yeah. Animosity towards her. It's like more of her squad.
It's just pride in your squad. And also,
because they helped each other out. And it was like, because like, Torrance, like, I think should have been the only one. And like, Isis could have been like, okay, thanks. And like, not mention like, hey, you're, what was her name?
The Casey, I think.
Is it Casey?
I don't know. But I think that sounds right.
Yeah, Casey was the girl that waves and says hi.
Yeah. Girl who I feel.
Yeah.
Girl who I feel.
Another shout out to a good character, Janelope. The sassy girl.
She was cool.
Yeah, she's like, you've been touched by an angel, girl.
Yeah.
Well, because I think the side
members
characters.
Of black.
Yeah.
As if. I love them.
Yeah.
But she was so funny. I can't even remember at one point she goes, something, something, LaFred. And maybe I think LaFred is a funny name, but.
Oh, was that when they're trying to get money to,
From Pauletta?
Yeah.
Yep. Is she supposed to be like Oprah?
I think so, yeah. She was supposed to be like the equivalent of like Oprah.
I liked her too. She seemed like a sweet lady from the 2 minutes she got on screen. Oh, but
do you remember?
She did. She was a little skeptical of the feedback that she was getting, but.
Because wasn't it like they said something like lose a few pounds or something, and then they get her like the smallest like clover.
No, they told her Pauletta, girl, we love you just the way you are. Oh, you don't have to lose any weight or anything. And then, yeah, they send her. I love that part because if you, Gabriel Union, like, gives her a look. She's like,
and she kind of had this look like, wait a minute, I thought I was helping these people.
Never mind, I take it back. You don't get to go.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
I legit, for like a second, I was like, I don't remember how they went. I was like, did she like not say like, oh, we can't do it? I don't remember. Mm-hmm. Exactly, but because it's been like years between the two viewings that I have.
Yeah, and I, you know, I really liked all of the characters in the movie except for the ones we've talked about, like Aaron and Justin. But I feel like there were more side characters that didn't really get enough credit. Like, if you watch the final performance of the Toros and even the practices, there's a guy that's at the front mm-hmm. who's got, like, that very 90s, like, almost white hair, like Justin mm-hmm. Timberlake had.
Yeah.
Blonde hair. And he is tearing it up.
Oh.
I mean, yeah. No, he is tearing it up. That's also an NSYNC reference. But he is.
What's he tearing up? My heart.
Yeah. I mean, he was talented. And, I mean, maybe he was like a, you know, professional dancer, cheerleader guy,
I think,
and he
a lot
wasn't
of their
an actor, but
were a lot of the people to like fill out the squad and make, cuz they did a ton of real, I don't know much about cheerleading, but they were doing a lot of crazy stunts at their at
which
the,
apparently
the final
was illegal.
Routines.
Yeah, cuz he took those stunts to the next level. I mean, he was like at the forefront, like spinning and flipping,
oh,
and you were
I
just
mean,
like this guy
I'll,
is legit.
I guess I'll watch it again.
Yeah.
I did not notice him.
Did because there's a guy towards the end that Les, like,
aw, is flirting with.
Yeah.
Being cute with.
Did anyone else think he looked like one of the Carter brothers?
Yeah, he kind of did. He had a little Carter to him.
Yeah, definitely.
So I tried to look it up, but I don't think they, like, because I think his
Does
name
Jay-Z
was Tim.
Does Jay-Z have a brother? I'm just kidding.
Jay-Z?
I'm kidding.
Yeah, Jay-Z.
I know you meant Nick and Aaron. Yes, I agree. So I do think, I guess, do you guys feel that the, like, Clover's routine was better than the Toro's routine?
Yeah, okay. I did. I mean, I love the Toro's routine, too.
The final one.
But the Clover's, I mean, they pretty much rocked it.
Mm-hmm. It was just so fun.
I feel like the way that, the movie worked, they like showcased more of the Toros. Like,
I feel like they showed both the routines.
They did, but I think
like
they like they did a lot more like slow-mo, like, oh, look at this flip going on right here, and then like, oh, like, oh, look at this trick going on over here. Whereas the Clovers, it felt like it was like, this is the natural
Toros.
Time that it spent to do this entire choreography, and then like the Toros are like, okay, well, we'll slow down this part, like someone flying through the air.
The Clovers, you mean?
The Clovers were, the I think they did the actual runtime of it.
Okay,
and then the, with the Toros, I feel like they like slowed it down and made more of a skeptical of it.
Didn't really think about it that bad. Yeah, I thought the Clovers routine was better. There was a part, though, in the Toros one where they legit like turned two girls into like helicopter propellers. They just threw them up in the air and they just spun around, and it
was. Is that
was
the Clovers
crazy.
Or the Toros?
That was the Toros.
Yeah, see, I think like they like showcase more of their tricks and stuff.
Yeah, I did like that at the in the Toros routine. You could very clearly see all the styles they talked about incorporating.
Yes,
I thought that was so fun.
I was just thinking that same thing. Like, you could see the swing dance part, and you're like, oh, all that hard work paid off. Because when they started doing that, you were like, oh, I'm probably not going to be able to do all of these things, but
it is interesting because they said it. They had 3 weeks when they decided they were going to go all in. It was 3 weeks until Nationals is what it's called. When were they doing all this? Like, I feel like nobody slept for 3 weeks.
Probably.
If they were learning that many different dance styles.
I feel like Torrance did not sleep at all, and I think Missy kind of got dragged into the no sleep, too.
Probably, yeah.
Just because like, I feel like Torrance was like, Missy, we gotta do it now.
Team no sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too. But I mean, Torrance was like, we're gonna practice in between class. And you see them like walk into class and doing their like routines. And people are like, what?
And the football games because the football team sucks.
Why
is that football team so bad?
I think it was more like, because I think to make it a cheerleading movie, you can't be like, oh, we gotta.
No, I mean, I get it, but like, I'm just thinking about
why they make it so bad.
If, as a high school student, if that was my high school football team, the cheerleaders are really good, so that's what people go for. But if a team is that bad, you wouldn't think their stands would be that full.
Yeah, I know.
Like, outside of their parents, who else is going?
They're going for the cheerleaders.
Yeah. Okay, maybe they got into a fight before the game even started. Oh,
yeah. And no one was surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still my favorite line. Dude, you lost. At least I'm not a cheerleader.
Yeah, I guess. A winning cheerleader is so, so annoying.
Yeah.
I think I wrote in my notes, I've been looking at them, and I was like, I was really bothered by Justin because I wrote, I think on every page that he'd come up, I'm like, oh, he really is the worst. I really didn't like him. He was just, and I remember watching it, and even then I felt like an old lady, but I was like, this kid is so disrespectful. He just needs to learn some manners. I really don't.
But for real, though.
Yeah, he was a real shit.
He was a little dick, huh?
He looked like he hadn't slept in a year. Maybe that's why he was so angry.
We've solved it.
Yeah.
All these movie mysteries, we're getting to the bottom of it because of Cassie.
We're figuring it out. There was, I had the cousin that is the worst. He one time did this thing too. We were little. He was old enough to not be doing this to like 9, 10-year-old girls because I think we had a sleepover. And he's like, hey, not with him, but with his sister that was our age. And he's like, I have to tell you something. And we're like 8, 9 years old, so of course we want to know what this older guy or like person wants to tell us. I was like, ooh, I bet it's good. He gets us all in to the kitchen, like real close. And then he farts in our face. Like he sits on the counter, and so the countertop is like head level. And then he farts in our face, and he thought it was so funny. And when I watched that scene with this kid, I was like, oh, PTSD.
Yeah, that sounds like something Justin would do.
That sounds horrible. It's obviously not that. No, because he's chasing her around. And yeah. He's like, wait, I have something really important to tell you. And then Torrance goes, okay, what? And then he farts.
Yeah.
And it, this is the behavior of a dick.
Yeah, exactly.
Hated him.
Destined to be a dick.
I think that we just
Justin. Justin the dick.
DTD. We just all seem to be in agreement that, well, I don't know how you felt about it, Bryant, but this movie's just so entertaining that outside of sitting around for an hour being like, wasn't this so entertaining?
it was entertaining. I liked it, but there was like, because like you said, you didn't take a lot of notes. I didn't take a lot of notes either, but I feel like I take more notes when I'm like making a wisecrack at something that happened on screen. There was like stuff that like, oh, that's weird, but it was like,
I mean, it was meant to be.
Yeah, I think it was like supposed to be this exaggeration of the cheerleading world, and also don't know a lot about the cheerleading world, so I'm like, this could be true. Like, I have no idea.
I don't know if this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It might not be.
Like, this might be a legit thing. Like, this is probably how people are. But especially for, like, competitions, I think it's where, like, it's, like, exaggerated and hyped up. Like, I gotta fucking do this shit right and well. And so I don't think it was, like, it was just like, oh, okay. Like, I didn't have a lot of, like, little wisecracks about it. I think I was just in love with Missy the entire time. So
audition scene, good. Missy dancing, good.
The best scene.
She's so cute.
She was great.
She still looks pretty much the same.
She's having a baby.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Missy, how could you?
I mean, not Missy.
She is, in terms of, this is our second Missy we've discussed. And I will say,
who was the first?
From I Know What You Did Last Summer, Anne Heche.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You're Anne very Heche, different.
This, this is a much more likable Missy. I mean, it's not...
Not a scary Missy.
That's not nice to say, because girl lost her brother. She's going through some things. Committing insurance fraud. Like, she's just going through some stuff. But I did like Eliza Dushku Missy. I don't really know how to say her last name, to be honest. I feel like we did not give yeah, we talked about her, but Gabrielle Union is just really good in this movie. She just is, to reiterate, she is really cool. And I really liked that she wasn't itty bitty. Like, she wasn't a teeny tiny, like, she had a great body. She always does. But her, it wasn't like, she just looked like a real woman. That's such a weird thing to say.
That's but a I don't, real weird thing I don't to know. Say.
And then in that voice didn't help it.
she looked like a real woman.
That was Bryant. Bryant, that's really inappropriate. Don't say that about her.
It's not me, Gabrielle. No. If you ever listen to this, Gabrielle, know that you're
she
awesome.
She just looks like, I just really liked her. I thought she was cool. Once again, I know we already said that, but.
No, she was great. Like, I mean, I don't know what else to say. Because I also, like, I feel like for the most part, they didn't give the Clovers a lot of their, like, own screen time. Like,
were just kind of showing up in between.
Well, because I feel like this movie, like, the story of this movie is about the Toros. And, like, they would only show the Clovers when it was, like, either Torrance goes there or, like, during the competition. They had the two scenes by themselves, and it was them preparing their statement, but like that ended up with Torrance getting there.
Yeah.
So that's still like a scene with Torrance or the Toros, and then the other scene was with what was her name?
Pauletta.
Like, those were the only kind of scenes that they had that were by themselves and not run with. And I feel like they had to add that Pauletta scene. If they added that scene where they rip up the check.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's like, well, we gotta show how they got there.
Yeah, that's a good point. It is true, so there isn't much more to say than
Gabrielle Union's
cool.
Awesome.
Gabrielle
Union. Awesome. What?
10 out of 10.
No, she's married to Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, like, I'm not trying to marry her. I think we could chill.
Oh, you and her.
Friend.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm not trying to be a homewrecker.
Yeah, you and her, yeah.
I didn't mean you, Brian. there was something I think I was basically done in terms of, I think what I'm going to struggle with is prom king. Well, no.
No.
Prom mm-hmm. king is Cliff.
Yeah.
Prom queen, I don't know.
I'm having the same struggle as you, and that's why I was going to wait to see what everybody else picked.
Oh, wait, no.
Wait, Cassie, what was your most relatable moment? Because we talked about Sam's, was about the girl.
Oh, she said Missy's.
Yeah, I said most of Missy's reactions to things were very, like, relatable to me, especially the whole cheerleading urban legends comment. I felt like that was totally something I would say.
That's true.
But I think this is movie number 8, right?
Huh?
This is movie number 8.
9. No. 8. Yes. 8.
I think it's in. Maybe this will be my joke that every single time I'm like, I'm really going to make a list next time.
You're never going to make a list. Calling the episode. This is episode 9, mm-hmm. but movie 8.
I thought you said movie 9.
It's movie 8. Oh, it's okay. The 8th movie that we've seen, but this is episode 9.
I see. I think it's in my top half. It's really good. I feel like I watch this movie pretty regularly. Like, it's between the ones that are in my regular rotation. I Know What You Did Last Summer, 10 Things I Hate About You, this one. I watch She's All That every once in a while. But yeah, so I think it's my, like...
So you say it's top 4?
Top 4.
What's your bottom 4 so far?
Oh no, Cruel Intentions is up there. But Cruel Intentions is a little sad, so I don't watch it as regularly.
True.
So are
that's top 5. And okay. Then The Faculty, just because I didn't grow up with that one.
Yeah.
So I've still only seen it the one time. I did not look. Like, I still know what you did last summer. And, dang it. It sounded like a dog.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Can't Hardly Wait is back up there, too.
Ooh.
Okay, Can't Hardly Wait is in the top.
Top 4. So what moved down?
I don't know. Point is, this movie's in the top half.
Yeah.
All the movies are gonna see. Cassie, what is this for you?
I don't know if I can really rank, because I love all of the movies that we've done. Like, I'd probably put I Still Know What You Did Last Summer at the bottom.
That's what you're
but everything else, I'm like, it's a great movie. I don't know if I can like rank above.
So
others.
Are they all tied for number one? So it's yeah, seven number
that's
ones.
That's the easiest cop out answer.
No, that would be eight because there's seven.
Everything's number one except I Still Know What You Did Last Summer at number two.
Yeah, I think this might be mid, somewhere in the middle for me.
Okay.
Just because I don't watch it all that much, but this was... I should. Because it has some really good lines, and it's just so really funny. Like, overall, it's just really funny.
It is.
I think I'm ready to declare prom queen. I gave
up. Okay, I got a question.
Yes.
Does the prom king have to be a guy?
Yeah, I don't know. What is your...
Because I was going to say Missy and Isis were my prom king and queen.
Sure. Why not?
Yes!
There you go.
They were my favorite characters.
But is that what prom king and queen is? Just your top two favorite characters?
Is it not?
I don't know. I mean, I guess you can do it. It's 2019. We can do whatever we want.
Well, because I figured that, like, what we were doing was like our favorite guy character and our favorite girl character.
Yes, that's what I thought.
Cliff was all right, but I think my favorite. I can't do that to Missy and Isis. They're both up there for me.
Okay.
So Cliff's all right. Him and Torrance could go off somewhere else, and then
I'm not be prompted for you. Well, this is probably weird, given that I picked prom king as Cliff, but I picked prom queen as Missy because I feel like she brought all the issues to the forefront, pushed the Toros to be better people, and like really just changed the... I felt like by the end of the movie, they were a less hateful, more united group, and I feel that was all because of Missy.
Very true. I think since you went with Missy, but I was on the fence, I'm going to go with Torrance because... Oh. You know, she did the right thing. She got rid of the stolen routines. She went through all of the effort to learn and create a routine that turned out to be amazing. And then also, because I want my prom king to be Cliff, and I just love them as a couple, and I'd like to think if this was a real life movie that they'd still be together.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that Cliff and Torrance are going to be my
king and queen. I feel weird that Missy and Cliff are mine because they're siblings.
Yeah, you weirdo.
Yeah, that sounds really strange.
Yeah. But
at least mine are not related to each other.
I've made my choice. But
yeah.
I think I'm all out of thoughts. How about you guys?
Recommendation then?
Yeah, I think
I
so.
I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. Would you?
What if I was like, nobody watched it?
Yeah. Only watch it if you're in the mood. Yeah. You don't need to see it.
Yeah.
No, it's a great movie.
I recommend it. If you're looking for a fun time, a good, happy movie, there's actually some important messages, too, I feel.
What?
I don't know. I feel like it brings to light honesty and being... Because at the end, they got second, so they didn't win, but they were still proud of what they accomplished.
Okay.
That's a good message.
Yeah, that is. All right.
Definitely.
Well,
agreed.
100%. What's it? 100. That's what it is.
Yeah, and if you don't like this movie, that's all right. That's okay. You're going to pump our gas someday.
Exactly. How long?
I promise, it just came to me.
I really bet the entire episode.
Did you rehearse that?
No, I didn't, you guys. I'm just really clever, and things come to me on the fly. I promise, I would tell you if I had rehearsed it, but I didn't. But we were praising it, and I was like, ooh, I have a good ending.
Okay.
And
so
now you guys ruined it, because you made me
No. So. Okay, you got to come up with... You can't have stolen material, Samantha.
Right. That was the lesson.
Yeah.
All right. On the fly. Come up with the tagline.
What?
Come up with the ending of this. Come up with the ending.
I did. You guys, okay.
Not stolen.
Or just say it again.
Okay. That's all right. That's okay. You're going to pump our gas someday.
Bye.
Bye.